Dynavite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Mark Davis from my friends at Sota Weight Loss, SotaWeightLoss.com. Sota stands for State of the Art. It is a program you can get on and succeed because it's not starvation, it's not deprivation. My own producer, Rhonda K. Moreland, lost 63 pounds 3 years ago. That weight is gone, and it's not coming back.
Mark, I can't believe it's been 3 years since I started my Sota journey, and I actually call it letting go of 63 pounds because it's not coming back. It hasn't come back in over 2.5 years. It only took me 5 months, 21 weeks to let go of 63 pounds, and I've been able to keep it off in a nice, healthy way. And I'm supported constantly by my Sota nutritionist that I go in. When I originally started, they came in, they put together a health plan that's kept me going for the entire past 3 years of my life.
Check the reviews. See the before and after videos. Do Sota at home nationwide. Click SotaWeightLoss.com. Sota,
it's state of the art.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategy.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your Core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The search continues for survivors in last week's condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida today. 10 people are now known dead. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Rada Jadala says clearing the rubble is complex and dangerous work.
It's not an issue of we could just attach a couple of cords to a concrete boulder and lift it and call it a day. We're digging through, again, rubbles of concrete the size of basketballs, the size of baseballs.
Authorities said Monday it is still a search and rescue operation, but no one has been found alive since hours after the collapse on Thursday. A federal judge has dismissed antitrust lawsuits brought against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission and a coalition of state attorneys general, dealing a significant blow to attempts by regulators to rein in tech giants. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ruled Monday that the lawsuits were legally insufficient and didn't provide enough evidence to prove that Facebook was a monopoly. The ruling dismisses the complaint, but not the case, meaning the FTC could refile another complaint. Meanwhile, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wrote a letter to his caucus presenting a framework to stop the conservative bias on social media sites. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Leader McCarthy tells the House Republican caucus the big tech companies don't just have a freedom of speech problem, but a competition problem. He says since the 2018 midterm election, the examples of conservative censorship and bias across internet platforms has proliferated. McCarthy also says the big tech companies want higher corporate taxes because they want to stifle competition from innovators and upstart competitors. McCarthy says he's crafted a framework to stop big tech based on three principles: accountability, transparency, and strengthening the antitrust review. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 150 points, but the NASDAQ rose 140, the S&P advanced 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800 800- 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or online at Lone.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts International is flipping the switch today to a 100-megawatt solar array, which will power the company's 13 strip properties and 36,000 hotel rooms. The mega solar array project was created in a partnership with Invenergy, a privately held developer and operator of sustainable energy projects. The project is located on 640 acres in the desert in the north part of Las Vegas and can provide power for 27,000 homes. The resorts will be powered by the new grill will be the Bellagio, Aria, MGM Grand, and the Mirage. The mega solar array is the largest power grid maintained by a resort company and is expected to provide 90% of the MGM's daylight power needs. For the $4.3 billion Resorts World Las Vegas, the first new hotel casino to open on the Strip since 2010, just opens its doors this past Thursday, but company officials say the work is already underway to expand the operation. With the 88-acre footprint on the Las Vegas Strip, the owner of the Jetton Group has more than enough room to expand, but hasn't revealed what remains next for Resorts World.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash eastbound Russell Road. That is near US 95. The left lanes are blocked there on Russell. And do expect some possible delays on State Route 160. That's between State Routes 159 and Sandy Valley Road.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. We have a crime wave. I call it the Biden crime wave that is sweeping the country. We just had, I think earlier today or yesterday over the weekend, a 21-year-old Marine shot in the back in Times Square. Times Square. I've been to Times Square, right by the Marriott Hotel, the Marriott Marquis. I've been there. I've been there lots of times. And it's a place where people go to see all the lights and the glitter of New York City. And this is happening across the country. Joining us now, and I'm always happy to have him on the show, Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue. You can check him out at thewoundedblue.org. Randy, first of all, how you been?
Well, I'm recovering well, buddy. I 10 weeks out of open heart surgery. I had wound up with a quadruple bypass.
Wow! Tell me how you're feeling.
Good.
Tell me how you're feeling though.
I am. I'm feeling good. It was an eye opening experience. I can tell you that. But I'm really feeling good.
How did you find out? Did you have to have a heart attack, or was it something
You know what? It's really weird, man. That angel that's been on my shoulder my whole police career was with me again. I went in for a very minor test, and the doctor said, "Randy, you're going to be dead within 3 days unless we operate on you."
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. That is incredible. And they found what, blockages, or what did they end up finding?
Yeah, I wound up having to have a quadruple bypass. My arteries were completely screwed.
Wow.
But I'm not stopping. Not stopping one little bit, buddy.
All right. Good for you, man. It's good to know that you're happy and healthy and continuing your way back from open-heart surgery. I want to ask you about a problem that seems to be a nationwide problem. I call it the Biden crime wave. And how bad is it around the country?
Oh, it's startling, Kevin. It really is. I actually just got back just a couple days ago. From Houston, where I was meeting with some Houston officers, and you know, they have an activist district attorney there, Kim Ogg, who is similar to, you know, what we've seen around the country and in a number of other places. They are now, it's absolutely shocking, they are now giving own recognizance, which means no bail releases to murder suspects.
Now, wait a minute. They're released on their own recognizance,
yes.
Which means they don't pay anything. They're not held behind
right.
bars. These are people that are potentially very, very dangerous people,
yes.
And they're just being set free?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. It absolutely shocked me. I said, wait a minute. This is Houston, Texas. And he said that what's happening is every judge in Houston is a liberal Democrat now. Every single judge and the district attorney is as well.
That is incredible.
Kevin, it is literally every single major city in the country is experiencing what kind of is incongruous. The national media and the politicians are calling it a spike in crime. It's not a spike. Kevin, it is a deluge of crime. It is absolutely astounding. Not only the viciousness of the criminality, but how it is being literally accepted by the liberal media and also the political left.
And then you have Cedric Richmond. A senior advisor in the Biden administration going on with Chris Wallace yesterday trying to defend what I call the Biden crime wave and the fact that he's saying it's not Democrats who want to defund the police, it's the Republicans that
yeah.
did it first.
Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
make of that?
I think what is happening is the tail is wagging the dog. That's what I think. In the Biden administration, I've never seen I've never seen such incompetence when it comes down to criminal justice. And with the speech that he made, reference the crime speech, calling the spike in crime, it's outrageous. It's an outright lie to blame guns and focus all your attention on that when the truth of the matter is that it is gang violence that is the root cause here, and a lack of any accountability and a failure of consequences for committing crimes that is truly what is at the heart of the problem.
Is there a common denominator through all these different communities? I mean, is this just Crips versus Bloods? Is it something different? Is it gang violence in some places, the Russian mob in other places? I mean, is there a common denominator somewhere in there?
Yeah, well, the common denominator is black-on-black crime. That's the common denominator. The vast majority of the murders that are taking place in the United States are black victims, and the suspects are black suspects. And that is absolutely being just ignored. The tragedy here is that the false narrative that there is systemic police racism, and so the black community doesn't trust the police, is really not true. I mean, the systemic racism part is completely false, but the people who live in the black communities, they don't want to be victimized. They are looking. I can tell you right now from experience that in Baltimore, for instance, the people who live there are screaming for the police to do their jobs, but the cops are not doing their jobs because they've been ordered not to.
Explain how that, and I can't believe that. Explain how that would happen, that
sure.
Cops are not being allowed to do their jobs.
Absolutely. So I'll give you a perfect example. Drug dealing is part of what leads to murder. Gangs fund their activities through criminality, and much of that is through drug trafficking. Drug trafficking brings with it a tremendous amount of violent crime, murder, gang retaliations. So what's happening is there is open drug dealing, bringing in the element of criminality on the streets of Baltimore. The citizens literally are begging the police to come and do their police work in their neighborhoods. The administration of the city is forcing the police not to do proactive policing. And if they do proactive policing, they have absolutely taken away all of the protections that the police have when they are enforcing laws, therefore making depolicing the rule rather than the exception.
Is this a matter of what crimes you will police and what crimes you won't police? I've seen in some communities they've said, driving violations. There are some driving violations that we won't chase after people and all of that. Is that what we're talking about?
That's part of it. That's part of it. They just did that in Portland. And they try to use this excuse. Well, you know, it's a minor crime. It's a minor crime. I have to point out that remember when one of the worst crimes that ever hit the United States took place, the Oklahoma City bombing?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember all those people that were killed? The way that crime was solved was when a state trooper stopped McVeigh for a, quote, minor violation of a license plate infraction. And that's what police use all over the country in order to proactively stop crime. Every interaction that a police officer has can intercede with a criminal. And when they make those interactions, you find warrants, you find guns, you find drugs. And that is what leads to good policing. But They are being, now what's happening, like in Portland, the officers are being told, you're not allowed to enforce the law. And that's exactly what it is. We are choosing not to let you make stops on people, so therefore if you don't stop them, then there can be no interaction. And that's what's taking place.
In these communities, and again, joining us, Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, over 30 years on the job, the founder of The Wounded Blue. You can reach him at thewoundedblue.org. What about in these communities where they, for instance, New York cut $1 billion out of the police budget, something like that? Are some of these communities now rethinking that and refunding rather than defunding the police?
That is happening in some places. There's still the second largest city in New York? Begins with a B.
Let me think about it a second. The second largest city in New York?
Yeah.
It's Brooklyn?
No. Oh, God, I can't believe it. I'm having brain fade here for a minute.
That's all right.
But they just elected...
Buffalo.
Buffalo, yes, Buffalo. Buffalo just elected a socialist mayor who ran on the platform of defunding the police. So, in the middle of a crime wave, not a crime spike, people who live in the city are voting for a person who gets elected on the platform of defunding the police. So if you're going to elect someone who is then going to destroy your safety, maybe you get what you deserve. There is a phrase that says you get the government you deserve. And if this is happening, this is really very frustrating for cops everywhere, because the cops just want to do police work. They want to protect the people. But if the people don't want to be protected and they vote a socialist activist mayor into office on the promise of defunding the police, then how are they supposed to do their jobs, and how are they supposed to go to work and feel like they are accomplishing something? And this is all part of why cops are quitting at rates that have never been seen before, where police agencies cannot hire anyone because no one will take the test. St. Louis just had, for the first time in history, not one person, not one single human being apply to be a cop there.
Wow. So there will be no academy. There will be no academy class.
No, there will no. There will be no academy class. There will be no police.
Wow.
Even in Vegas, recruiting is down 57%. Kevin, 57%, and this is startling because Vegas is not a defund the police kind of place, but even here, nobody wants 57% less recruitment, and so let me give you what this means in terms of the future. What this means in terms of the future is the self-fulfilling prophecy. That is that police agencies and cities, because they cannot hire good quality people because they're just not coming, because of the current atmosphere. So what do? They diminish what they require of the cops. They lower the standards. And when you lower the standards, just the opposite of what should be happening, right? You want the best quality cop you can find. You want a professional police department. If you can't hire quality people, what do? And that's what we have seen this before in the past. This is not the first time we've seen a lowering of standards for political purposes. And believe me, it never ends well. You know that I'm I've instructed police officers all over the country in ethics and honor. And so I've studied this. And this is not the first time that cities have lowered the standards and then paid a very, very hefty price from hiring the wrong people to police.
More coming up with Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant.